This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
Man then execute what Allah wants, no fear. Say, hey, they gonna kill you if you do that. Well, army, alert the army. See, they got a bigger army than yours. Inshallah, we will win. If we don't win, we will die. No fear. Go out and meet the opponent. In a spirit of joyful anticipation. Allahu Akbar! We don't go out like this.
Well, we got to fight them, you know.
Now, the ruler says, no other alternative. They leave us no other alternative except to fight. Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Yeah! Ain't anticipating death. Anticipating blessings. Blessings. No fear for them. Praise be to Allah. Now look at the next ayah. Allah Most High says, "Huwa alladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda wa dinil haqq liyudhhirahu 'ala ad-din kulli. Wa kafa billahi shahida." Says, and he, Allah, is the one who has sent his messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, that it should become dominant, that is, prevalent, become the most prosperous, become the greater in numbers. Don't you know what this would mean? It means that the religion that he revealed to Muhammad is going to become the more popular, it's going to become the more recognized. It's going to become the greater in numbers. He shall establish his religion as the most prevalent religion. And it says, and he is enough. Allah is enough. Wa kafa billah. And Allah is enough to verify it. Somebody say, well, prove that's going to happen, Muhammad. Allah says, and Allah is enough to verify that. Praise be to Allah. See how wonderful it is. Now, why should this religion be established? Why should this religion now take precedence? Why should it have priority over other religions? Because of what we have said previously. It is the one that God created when he created the universe and man. And now he reveals that pattern outside of man by way of revelation. And then show man how he's to pattern his social life upon the scientific principles that God has verified. And should he accept now guesswork to be raised up over this? No! That's how come it must become the dominant religion. Because he ain't going to accept our guesswork to be established over this. Praise be to Allah. Then the next verse in this beginning, it says, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Yes, now. That's how he is established as the messenger of Allah. He's established upon the natural basis. And upon God has revealed, that is reconciled with what he intended in the nature. So only him, no other messenger is legit. Only him. Those who establish their office upon superstition, not valid. They are imposters, phonies. If they establish it upon anything other than this, phonies. That's why it says Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Right behind that. That's for the wise. See, we the foolish, we can't see that except by the grace of God through his messenger. Yes, we can't see that. But now, Allah speaking to the wise, those who were entrusted with the wisdom after the prophet brought it. And then they hoarded it and wouldn't share it with the people. But they got it. Not all of it. We know they lost a lot. But they got this. They got this science. You see? And they hide it from the general public or from the general masses of people. Then Allah reveals it in the Quran in language that they understand. Believe me, the learned in this world, many of them can read this and understand it. They know what it's directed at. Then says, now, you claim to be serving God. How are you serving God when you are not serving the fulfillment of human potential that God has given man by nature? When you are not serving the excellence of the masses, when you are containing them on an animal level and won't let them come into their human dimension to be Khalifa on this earth. You have decided that they can't be Khalifa. They must be your pack animal. So you're betraying the trust. Yes. Praise be to Allah. So I hope we won't betray the trust. I hope Allah will bless us to become exemplary followers of Prophet Muhammad. So that we can become a source of strength, hope for many other well-meaning people without guidance and without good leadership. Because if we prosper as Allah intends for us to prosper, he doesn't give us this kind of religion, this kind of enlightenment for us to just remain stagnant and make no progress. He gives us this so we will become prosperous people. He intends that we prosper. And if we prosper with this, then we will be a source of inspiration, hope, for those people who are now stumbling in the dark and don't know what to trust, because this world has discredited everything except the lies they want to sell. So I pray Allah always give us hearts that are clean, pure, well-meaning, and establish the faith for us, and give us spirit and intent to please him above everything else. Dear beloved Muslims, what we need most of all in order to succeed, if we are believing people, is an appreciation for disciplined life. We find that today, nowadays, the life is more undisciplined, perhaps, than it has been in many generations. Can't control ourselves. We can't control our households. Everything is out of our control. And it's because the society has lost its appreciation for correct discipline. We have to understand that this religion requires us a strong appreciation for the disciplines that Allah has revealed and established for us. And we should work hard on learning these disciplines and teaching these disciplines to our children so that we can save our life from the chaotic state that the American or Western man's life is in now. They are pitiful too. White businessman, he carries a great burden on him now. Yes. See, when you let in permissiveness so that it undermines the poor, in time it's going to spread because it's a disease let loose. And in time it will spread and get your children too. And the things that they let out to contain the poor now has backed up. The water has poured over into their own circles. And now their wives are spoiled mammies. Yeah. And their children are spoiled brats. Got them pulling out their hair, driving them crazy. It is those people who still depend on their traditional discipline that are managing life today. And they're the ones who are taking the lead, and they're the ones who are holding up the pillars of the society. That's right. Yes. These undisciplined people, they can't hold up anything. No. So let us appreciate the disciplines in our religion, learn them, practice them, and pass them on to our children as you pass on the thing that you are most happy over. You know, the way you give something to a child has a lot to do with that child's reception. See, if you give something to a child like it's burdening you, that child doesn't want it. You have to give it to the child with the appreciation, with the right appreciation for it. And if it's something that saves our life, we should give that to the child in a spirit of joy, excitement, pleasant excitement. Oh, yes. And it is said in the Islamic circles that the Muslims should recite to their children even before they can learn, even before they learn to speak and talk. While they are just hearing, but not being able to talk, begin reciting Al-Fatiha in their ears. In fact, when they are born, recite the Kalama, where they can, their ears can be in contact with it. Recite Al-Fatiha. Recite Ayatul Kursi. And very important, recite the first lines of the second chapter, Surah Al-Baqarah. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book. There is no doubt in it. It is a guide to those who want to go right. This is what we should be reciting to our children. We should take up the Quran and open it to the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book. There's no doubt in it. This is the book. No guesswork. This is the book. No defect. This is the book. Perfect. It is a guide to those who want to go right. Shouldn't we be giving that to our children? And we should give it to them as Muslims, as believers. So that when it rests on them, they accept it from the mouth of the faithful before the hardened academics, before the hardened secularists, or whatever we might call those people now, get them in school and tell him, this is the book, it is perfect. It is dialectic materialism. It is Marxist dialectic materialism. Or it is objective method. Empirical method. Right? That's the way they give it to your child. They give it to your child like that. Now, you know, they used to do that. They used to always accept that the person is entitled to an opinion in everything. But behind the Quran, and Allah says in the Quran, never did he establish something with the Prophet that they didn't try to come up with something like it. Yes. So the Quran opens, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book. There is no defect in it, no doubt in it. The word doubt is not. The word carries a lot of meaning. They say doubt. but it means no doubt, no defect, la raiba, no impurity. No impurity, no room for guessing. Did it already decided? Perfect! ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It is a guidance for those who want to go right. Can you guide somebody that don't want to go right? It's not for them. Okay, now it goes on to say, those who want to go right, who are they? They are the ones who believe in our God. Right? Those are the ones who are right. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe in Allah and who carry out, who don't just have that and don't, and it's not strong enough in them to make them act upon it. But they also establish prayers. Right? And they don't just pray and have a personal relationship with God and excuse themselves from their obligations to man. And they pay the community tax. And they pay the poor rate. They give so that the poor will be helped. You see? See how wonderful it is? This is a wonderful religion, the best and perfect religion. So if we read those verses to our children, that would be great guidance, great support. That would be what they need. It will set their attitudes before the world set their attitudes. To set their attitudes toward being right. Set their attitudes toward being dutiful to Allah. And toward being responsible to their fellow man. Isn't that what it is? Yes! ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. No doubt, no defect, no imperfection here. It is a guide to those who desire to go right. Who believe in their Lord, who believe in Allah. And they keep up prayers, establish prayers. And they give for the sake of others. This is wonderful. Just look, a few words. Only a few words, isn't it? Only a few words, but look how it has established what my attitude should be. It has established where my sentiments should go. It has obligated me in respect to my Creator and also my fellow man. And has assured me that what it invites me to stand upon is perfect. No defect, can't be doubted. Shouldn't be anyway. Because there's no doubt in it. Praise be to Allah. So let us understand that. And I thought that was appropriate for today. Since next week, after the holiday, our children are going to be going to school. And they're going to sit in the classroom, and they should be disciplined. They should be having this spirit and this attitude. This would take the burden off the teacher. This would take the burden off the administration. Don't you know this life of discipline, of Islamic discipline, begin in the area that is most critical, and that's in the area of our spiritual tendencies. See, we have spiritual tendencies, and that's the emotionality of the human being, the trends that his spirit is subject to follow, that manifest sometime in thick hardened attitude. Yeah, because after you follow that spirit for so long, you get a fixed and hardened attitude. And you just can't move except in that spirit. And that's what we have in society right now. A fixed spirit of disrespect for authority. A fixed spirit of disrespect for parents. A fixed spirit of rebellion, defiance. Just got to be different for the sake of differing. You say oranges are good for you, darling. Well, I'm entitled to my own opinion. If I don't want any oranges, I shouldn't have to be made to eat any oranges. And you going along with the modern trend, well, you know, the child got a mind of its own. They say that's a sign of intelligence. That's a sign of destruction in the social order of man. That's what it's a sign of. Ain't a sign of no intelligence. Sign of clocked-in, conditioned, rebellion, defiance, in the absence of God's guidance. So, dear beloved Muslims, we have to be strong. You know, the word discipline, doesn't it bring to mind a need for strength?
Yes.
I can't think of discipline without feeling the need for strength. Because weak people can't discipline themselves. Weak people can't follow discipline. Now, if I am too weak to follow discipline, they're like the person that gets fat. They know they shouldn't keep eating jelly rolls. Right? Yeah. Extra large order of french fries. They know they shouldn't be eating that and pizza with extra cheese. Yeah, they all it. Big old fat dude. Pizza. So extra cheese, please. And then I already told them that the pizza itself is fattening and that it's junk food. Yeah, they've told you that. That it's junk food. What they mean by junk food, they mean that it ain't helpful to your system. You may like it, but it ain't helping your system. Therefore, it's junk. So they call it junk food. Now, I know you like it. You mean, and I ain't telling you not to eat pizza anymore. That's your business. But talking about the need for discipline. Okay, we get all fat. We are way overweight. We know our health. We know we're about to die. Some of us know our situation is so critical that doing this may cause us to die today. And we still do it. Still do it. Now, doesn't make any difference whether you didn't go to school or you went. People with that problem got degrees, and people with that problem ain't got no education at all. So it ain't how much you know up here. It's something else. It's something else. So what does it boil down to? You can't have discipline without this. It all boils down to something that you respect. Something that you give priority to among the things that you respect. And it shows that we lose respect for ourselves to the point that we will risk our own life knowing we may die if we do this and go and do it all anyway, gambling that maybe I won't die. No discipline. So, I repeat. In order to have discipline, you must first have established principles. Something that you respect. Something you give priority to among the things that you respect. Now, I think all of us have some appreciation for our own individual body, our own individual selves. We have some respect for it, but it ain't big enough to save us. So what is it that saves us? La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. That's what saves us. Now, if we make Allah the object of our life, if we make Him the ruler over our life, if we do what Prophet Muhammad said, he said, you are to behave as though Allah, you're seeing Allah. For if you're not seeing Him, He is seeing you. Peace and the blessings be on the Prophet. So this is the teachings for us. We don't buy our teachings off television. This is the teachings for us. Now, if I respect that, don't you know that's going to give me strength in my whole life? Because now it's not my business alone how much I weigh. Allah is going to hold me accountable for abusing this vessel that He put under my charge, or in my charge. For Allah says to a Prophet Muhammad, Allah has revealed in the Quran and also in the Sunnah, that your hand has a right to charge you in the judgment if you have abused it. Your eyes and every member in your body has a right to charge you in the judgment if you has abused it. So if you abuse your whole body and get fat and ugly and take chances on dying and know that eating this pizza may kill you today, then you're going to be charged with abusing your body in the judgment. Yes! Now, people who have that kind of fear and that kind of respect for a higher command in their life, they have the strength they need to keep up proper discipline. Yes. See me, I'm heavy. But you haven't seen me go over so far up. And believe me, that my doctor will tell you that I have a tendency to gain weight. I don't have to do nothing to gain weight but eat. And I don't have to eat much. I can eat one meal a day and get fat in hell. Excuse the expression. I can eat one meal a day and my weight will go up, up, up. If I don't discipline that meal, I have to discipline that one meal if I expect to keep my weight down. That's right. Because I have a tendency to gain weight. The stuff that the average person can diet and can take, can eat, and not be bothered will make me get fat. That's right. I can't eat but so much bread, very little bread. I can't take but so much sausages, ice cream and stuff. I can hardly take that at all. No. If I drink a shake every day for 1 week, next week you're going to see the shake on me. You will see it on me. You will be able to tell that I've been taking something. I've been eating something. Yeah. So, I know this.
You've been listening to Imam Warif Dean Muhammad.